God's word doesn't return void, even on the battlefield. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following the distribution of audio Bibles to one unlikely group of soldiers, we're asking you to pray for hope and transformation. And what'll it take to reach the final frontier of the Great Commission? Who are these people who have yet to hear about Jesus? We'll get to that in a moment, but let's begin. In all the tangled mess of the war in Syria, Kurdish forces are also part of the fray. The Kurds have helped push back the ISIS militants in northern Syria ever since the terrorists targeted major Kurdish populations. Kurdish soldiers continue to engage ISIS along the Euphrates River. And since they keep a low profile at night, the Kurd forces needed some small flashlights to see as they cooked their meals. What they got were flashlights with built-in audio Bibles. Audio Scripture Ministries' Taylor Ely says a Christian traveling to Syria recently contacted their ministry.
They were asking the question of, do you have a player that can also be used as a flashlight and that has something that can encourage people on the field? And so the flashlight was actually one of the main reasons which got these players overseas and to the Middle East. And so honestly, I think that there are people that are hearing this for the first time. You know, I don't know if a lot of these soldiers already know Christ.
What about you? Do you know a group of people who could use God's word in audio? Are you going on a mission trip soon? If so, ASM's J.P. Sundar Rajan says they want to send their audio Bible players with you.
Look at your own churches and where your heart and passions are, and finding out how we as an organization can come alongside you in your own mission.
You'll find the number to contact ASM at missionnews.org. Now, let's switch gears and talk about Haiti for a minute. Way back in 2010, a massive earthquake rocked the island nation and killed between 200,000 and 300,000 people.
And up until several months ago, families were still in tent cities and didn't have permanent homes.
That's Bill Blackwire with Bethany Christian Services. They were helping families make progress toward recovery, but then Hurricane Matthew came through in October and hit the reset button.
Some of the areas that were hit were places where water would be shipped in or piped in, and that no longer happened. So we do need some financial assistance to continue to make sure families receive clean water and some food.
It's easy to despair in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, but thanks to Bethany and the local churches they partner with, the hope of Christ shines brightly.
People in the community see the church is really helping us. People are drawn to attend that church. Church have, you know, a strategy for presenting the gospel to the families. Pray for the strengthening of the churches in Haiti that are part of the solution here.
You can be part of the solution too. Just look for this story at our website to learn how. And from Haiti, we turn northwest to the United States. An event rallying Christians to finish the task of the Great Commission just wrapped up in California. Rob Myers of Door International says 99.7% of Christian support goes to places where Christ is already known.
So we're looking at 0.3% of resources actually being allocated to reach these unreached, unengaged people groups. And that really needs to rise if we're going to see the Great Commission happen within our lifetime.
Door International reaches deaf people for Christ. Did you know that there are 70 million deaf people worldwide and less than 2% of them know Christ as their Savior?
Deaf communities around the world that are unreached are part of the final frontier of the Great Commission. We are seeing an exciting birthing within the deaf community of an early church movement, and we would love to see people come alongside and partner with us in that.
Here's the thing. Partnering with Door doesn't mean you have to learn sign language.
If you're hearing this broadcast, you're probably not a deaf person, and therefore God may be calling you to be an advocate for the deaf community. You can begin to advocate by getting more information. You could visit our website at doorinternational.com.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.